Tēnā koe. Good morning, this is Wātea News. Māori Party Ikiro Rāwhiti candidate Meka Whaitiri says the Electoral Commission should have been doing far more to make voting easy for Māori. The Commission has released its list of polling stations for early voting and election day, including 15 kaupapa Māori venues where staff will be able to give voting advice in te reo Māori. Ms Whaitiri says it's done a woeful job in educating and getting out information to Māori, and it also needs to have been a lot more targeted in making sure all election staff understand the needs of Māori voters. She's been holding workshops for rangatahi on what they can expect when they go into a polling booth.
You're going to go up to a person at a desk who's got a big book. You might say, and I shared my example, they'll ask for your name and you say Whaitiri and they look under F. Don't lose your cool, you know. Stand there. You might get someone who doesn't know how to speak to them. They'll question you and then they'll try and give you a special vote. And so I've kept raising all these issues after each general election and nothing seems to change. It's the same experience.
Meka Whaitiri says Te Pāti Māori tried to get rangatahi registered early so they got the easy vote cards, which help at the polling station. The Greens' Christchurch Central candidate says she was attracted by the party's combination of environmentalism and social justice. Kahurangi Kata from Ngāti Maniapoto is a former national manager of waste minimisation Rōpū Parakore. That led to her current role as a senior strategic partnerships advisor for the Ministry for the Environment. So running for office seemed the next step in her quest for bold systemic change.
I am about bold change, and absolutely, we are here for Tiriti justice. And our vision for the Green Party is a climate-friendly Aotearoa that honours Te Tiriti and meets the needs of everyone within Aotearoa, you know. And we care about this thing called Te Taiao. Social justice and climate justice, to me, are the same thing.
Kahurangi Kata, she's at number 14 on the Green Party list. And former Māori Rugby League chair John Tamihere predicts the Warriors can go all the way if they beat the Broncos at home in Brisbane this weekend. He says home advantage is a big advantage, which was on their side at Mount Smart when they utterly dominated the informed Newcastle Knights in their 40-10 win.
The crowd is just crazy for them. You can see it lift them when they run out onto the field, first kick-off when they run back onto the field second half. You know, when they're under the pump, and the crowd lifts for them. You see them physically and spiritually lift, and that's the big thing for any side, you know. But anyway, we'll just see how they go. If they can beat the Broncos, they go all the way, I reckon.
John Tamihere. And Te Hoa Mā, that's Wātea News, which you know you'll always find on wateanews.com.